Phone commercial. Can you hear me now? All right. So I'm kind of known for doing illustrated messages, and so I'm gonna do kind of an illustration for you this afternoon that I hope will stick with you for a long time about the subject of missions. And I call this message the parable of the pistol, because I'm going to illustrate it with that pistol right there. All right. So now, before I begin, in honor of Alec Baldwin and the whole Rust situation, I'm going to prove to everybody that that pistol is not loaded. Okay. So I got asked to do this message in our Spanish church, and the pastor said, "I want you to do it just like you did over there in the English church, only do it in Spanish, and I want you to shoot the pistol." And I said, "Brother, that's a 50 caliber pistol. It'll knock a hole the size of your fist in the roof." He looked at me, true story. He said, "We're Mexicans. We know how to fix roofs." I am not going to shoot this pistol, but I am going to talk about it a little bit, because that pistol is a picture of the purpose of the church in the process of missions. And so because it's a pistol message, every point begins with the letter P. So every time you hear a P, that's one of the points of the message. It's a 15-point message, and we're not going to get through all of them tonight. But we are going to get through some of them. I want to start in Romans chapter 10. Look with me very quickly. Common passage of Scripture is a passage of Scripture we use to lead people to the Lord. And we're going to look at some of those verses, but the most important verses for what we're going to look at tonight are a couple others. We're going to start in Romans chapter 10 and verse 3. I believe if there were a pivotal verse in the Bible as concerns the gospel, it would be Romans chapter 10, verse 3. A lot of people don't even know it's in there. Look at what it says. It says, "For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God." The first P in our message tonight is the problem, and that's the problem. People are ignorant of the righteousness of God, and they're going about to create their own righteousness. I used to say, when I started in missions, I used to talk about the problem in missions was the millions of people around the world who'd never heard the name of Jesus Christ. We live in an information era. That's not the problem anymore. Everyone's heard the name of Jesus Christ, but they don't understand the righteousness of God. They don't understand that they can't earn their salvation. And so the whole world is going about to establish their own righteousness. That's the problem. And that's the problem we need to address around the world with missions. So in order to address the problem, we're going to send something to the problem. We're going to shoot at it. And what we're going to send to the problem is the Word of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, the living Word. So in that shot, we're going to find, this is point number two, we're going to find a picture of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, in a shot from a pistol. You say, how do you find that? Well, the first part is the powder charge. The powder charge, that's where the power is. That's where the explosive force comes from. That's where all the power is, and that represents God the Father. The second part of that triune shot, if you will, is the priming charge. The priming charge is that little bit of powder that sits out here in the pan and starts the whole thing on fire. And that little priming charge, it's the same powder, but it's a whole lot finer. Have you ever heard the words, same in substance but different in form? The powder and the priming charge are the same in substance but different in form. That's a picture of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is what starts that fire that goes into the powder and sets the whole thing off. The third part of that process is the projectile. The projectile, just a little ball, that's what actually does the work. And that represents the Lord Jesus Christ, the living Word. It represents the written Word. And that is what we're sending to solve the problem. The problem is people are ignorant of the righteousness of God. So towards that problem, we're sending the Word. So we have the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all pictured in the shot from this pistol. But what about the missionary? What about the person that's involved in this process? Well, the person is represented by the patch. And you know what the patch is in a flintlock pistol? It's just this little piece of cloth that sits between the power of the powder and the projectile. And this little patch pushes the projectile out the barrel of the gun. And when that shot goes off, oh man, it's a wild ride, spinning in the rifling and flying forward, and that patch goes out and it pushes that projectile. And then what happens? The patch just falls away, but the projectile keeps going. And if you go out on the ground somewhere where you shot a black powder gun, you'll find all the patches laying there on the ground, and they're burned and they're black and they're frayed and they're destroyed. They've gone as far as they can, and then they've fallen away. What a picture of a missionary in the process of missions, pushing the projectile towards the problem. Well, God's got a plan. Romans chapter 10 and verse 9, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's the plan of God. That's what we're taking to the world. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you're here tonight and you've never called upon the name of the Lord, don't let another day go by. Listen, don't be part of the problem. Don't think that you can be righteous enough to fulfill the righteousness of God. God's got a plan. Look at verse 14. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Verse 15. And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. You know, the word of God, by the way, God could make his word appear in the skies in 10-foot high letters if he wanted to. But he's chosen the foolishness of preaching. He's chosen to send men to bear that message, the little patch that falls away. How can they preach except they be sent? Well, what sends that patch and the projectile under the power of God with the influence of the priming charge, what sends that is the pistol. And the pistol is the perfect picture of the church in the process of missions. So we're going to look at this pistol, and we're going to look at what the church does in mission. You see, this pistol has three parts. And the first part we're going to look at is this part right here. That's called the lock. The lock is the smallest part of the pistol, but it is also the most intricate, the most difficult to manufacture, the most expensive, and the most important. And I'm going to call the lock production. You see, it's the lock that fires the spark, that sets the priming charge to start the whole process. The church has to be about producing the spark in people's lives to go into missions. Lots of churches have missionaries come in. Wonderful thing. Y'all got us here. You've got missionaries maybe coming. Young people from other churches. But how about people from this church? The mission force is getting older. Just look at us that are here right now. Most of the missionaries that I work with around the world are my age or older. That ought to scare you to death. We need to be about the process of producing missionaries. And what produces missionaries? Church camp, youth groups, vacation Bible school, missions conferences, things that set the spark in young people's lives for missions. By the way, production might be the most expensive part of missions because it might cost you your children or your grandchildren or your career or the rest of your life. Because once that spark gets on your life, it's just like that fire that Samson tied between the tails of the foxes. Once it starts burning, you got to go or burn up right where you are. That's production. And production is a very intricate process because the flint has to strike the frizzen with perfect accuracy to produce the spark. And if everything's not lined up, it doesn't work. We've got, as churches, to be about the process of producing missionaries. That's the lock. By the way, the lock has a cool feature. It's called a half cock. You get that thing in just that position, it won't go off. It won't fire. Have you ever heard somebody going off half cocked? Sometimes the church has to hold someone back until it's time for it to fire. One of the most important parts of a gun is the trigger guard, because it keeps it from shooting when it's too early. Sometimes part of the process of production is holding back people that aren't quite ready to go yet. So that's production. Second part of the gun, we'll call it provision, and that's represented by the stock. Now the stock is the wooden part. That's the prettiest part. I love nice pretty wood. That's the part that we see the most. It's the biggest of all the parts. And production is the lock, provision is the stock. Provision means providing for the needs of the missionary. That's the most obvious thing. That's what we do with Faith Promise. That's why we send checks to missionaries. Provision. And it's the stock that holds the whole thing together. The stock holds the lock and the barrel in place, and it's important. But without the other parts, it's nothing more than a club. You've got to have more than just provision for missionaries. So we have production, provision. The third part is prayer. You see, prayer concentrates the power of God on the person of God for the purpose of putting the projectile out towards the problem. And prayer is represented by the barrel. You see, powder, when it explodes, if I lit up a charge of powder out here on this table, it'd just go poof. Wouldn't even go bang. But if you put it in the barrel and you press it down, it becomes powerful. Prayer is what concentrates the power of God on the person of God to send out the projectile. So we have three main parts of the pistol. And what are they? The lock, the stock, and the barrel. And the question is, are you supporting the process of missions, lock, stock, and barrel? That's the first part of the parable of the pistol. There are more parts. There's the pin. The pin holds everything together. That represents the pastor. There's the program. That's represented by the screws. There's the possibles bag that represents all the things that might be needed on the mission field. I don't have time to go into all of those. But I want you to think about the lock, the stock, and the barrel, production, provision, and prayer. And I'll close with that.